It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. As House Republicans scramble to find a replacement for ousted House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, we discuss next steps with a Wisconsin congressman, and you can be part of the discussion. Call in with a question, share your views at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Tom Tiffany is the Republican U.S. Representative for Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. Congressman Tiffany, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Kate, it's good to join you once again.
Yeah, so walking through this timeline, Kevin McCarthy voted out a speaker by a group of House Republicans joined by Democrats 10 days ago. And then fast forward to Wednesday, Republicans narrowly nominate Majority Leader Steve Scalise to succeed McCarthy. And then last night, Scalise drops out of the race for speaker. What is happening within the GOP?
Yeah, let's recount what happened. So you had the whole process that we were supposed to have the budget done by September 30th. The fiscal year for the United States government ends September 30th. And so there was real frustration that we did not have the appropriations bills done, which many believed in our conference Speaker McCarthy had made a commitment in order to become Speaker. So you had a few people that said, we're going to hold you to your commitment. You did not get these appropriations bills done. And there was also some personal stuff in there. Let's be real honest, Kate. And so those 8 Republicans, along with all 210 Democrats, voted for the motion to vacate, and Speaker McCarthy was no more. And then he urged us. He said, just go home for the weekend. We got to sort this out. And so we're back this week and working our way through the process. Had 2 people, Majority Leader Scalise and the Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan, that put their names in the hat. Very close race that Scalise was slightly ahead, and he tried to put together the 217 votes. I think one thing, Kate, that would be real important for your listeners to know. So, like, when we vote for, like, the whip, the majority leader, those type of positions, whether Republican conference or Democrat conference, it's a majority vote, and that person gets that position. For speaker, you have to get 218 votes, the majority of the conference, which is 435 people. So it's a little bit higher bar to do that. Scalise was not able to assemble those 218 votes in order to become speaker. At least he didn't think he would be able to, so he dropped out last night, and he'll retain his position as majority leader.
So House Republicans plan to meet today to restart the nomination process again for speaker. What are the prospects here that your caucus will reach consensus and compromise?
Yeah, I think we'll get there this weekend. You know, it's really it's dynamic. It can be rancorous. You get some people that get pretty emotional behind closed doors. And so, you know, we'll see all of that. But I hope by the end of the weekend here, we will come out with a new speaker, and we will begin the process again of finishing those appropriations bills, because we've got about 75% of the spending in the appropriations bills done. Let's finish the rest of them, send it to the Senate. And I would just add this note, the Senate has done none of this. While all this rancor's been going on, people are hearing about the things that are going on that appear to be dysfunctional in the House of Representatives. We've actually been getting a lot of work done. People hear about the speaker's race, though, and they think that's the only thing that's happening.
Your Wisconsin colleague, Congressman Glenn Grothman, was on our show last week, and he hopes that whoever replaces McCarthy is allowed to do the job as speaker.
I like to believe that if somebody new gets in there and a month from now people try to oust that person, there'll be a backlash within the Republican Party. They'll realize we aren't dealing with serious people. We're just dealing with permanent malcontents.
Congressman Tiffany, do you share Grothman's concern that certain lawmakers won't be satisfied with McCarthy's replacement?
You know, it's certainly possible what Representative Grothman was saying. I'm not as concerned about that. I mean, remember what is driving this. You have a very narrow majority. And we Republicans really are different than Democrats in terms of how our conference ends up running. You know, you had somebody like Nancy Pelosi. She ruled that conference for the Democrats with an iron fist, and you did not cross her. We're just not that way. I mean, we've got these people that, you know, they are very independent thinkers, and you've seen them in the headlines, and they're not going to have somebody in leadership browbeat them. They have to convince them. And so I hope with the next speaker that, you know, we'll get somebody with vision and leadership, and we will be able to move forward even with that small majority. So I would never predict that it doesn't happen again. But I think that once we get past this phase, we will be able to get some of these major pieces of legislation moving and, you know, try to protect the American people from the incredible debt we have. We're no longer energy independent, and we got a border that is, we're a borderless country at this point. We have major issues to deal with.
Major issues to deal with. But I wonder, have you had conversations with members of the Freedom Caucus? Do you know what they want here?
Yeah, so this is not just the Freedom Caucus. So primarily them in regards to the McCarthy fight. But with Leader Scalise, that was not the Freedom Caucus that scuttled his candidacy. You had people that you would call much more moderate, for example, Nancy Mace from South Carolina, that were not supporting Scalise. So that was not a Freedom Caucus problem for Leader Scalise. I think that we need to get someone that bridges those philosophical divisions and brings us together. Hopefully we'll get that person that can bring unity, vision, and leadership for us as the next speaker.
I wonder, will that next speaker be someone else completely, not Jim Jordan?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, we'll find out today if people have an appetite for Jim Jordan to be the speaker. We'll find that out today. I've voted for Jim Jordan in the first round rather than Leader Scalise, though I would have voted for Scalise on the floor if we would have had a floor vote. I would have been happy to vote for him. He's a great American. But I voted for Jim Jordan. With leadership elections, I think this is very different than, you know, some of the other votes we take on bills, things like that. This is, you want someone who can actually lead, unify, and get the conference moving. And working under Jim Jordan as a member of the Judiciary Committee, where he's the chairman, I got to tell you, he is so organized, and he gets us prepared. He really has outstanding leadership abilities that people don't oftentimes see.
Republican U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany with us, representing a district in the northwest and central part of our state, filling us in on next steps for members of his caucus and the speakership. You can take part in this discussion, call in with a question, share what you're watching for, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. On Capitol Hill, the House remains in flux as Republicans struggle to find a leader who can win a full vote of the chamber, replace ousted House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. We check in on developments with Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany in a district representing northwestern and central Wisconsin. You can call in with a question. You can share comments, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Let's go to Steve in Sun Prairie. Hi, Steve.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. You know, it seems that the Republican Party's tent is extremely large. And as a result of that, there's a lot of philosophical differences, whereas the Democratic Party, for the most part, are sheep. So what's interesting to me is that you had eight Republicans who made a decision that they didn't like the philosophical direction things were going, so they wanted to make a change. Not one Democrat decided to, let's put the country ahead of party. Every single one of them was lockstep with, no, let's make the Republicans look bad and blame Republicans. Is this what it's going to be like from now on?
Congressman Tiffany, do you see Democrats to blame here as well?
So it's a very good question. It's interesting. In talking to a few of my colleagues on the Republican side, they said they have had some Democrats come to them and say they regret now their vote to remove Kevin McCarthy. And so it is a much different election when you're electing your leadership. And I do think that some Democrats will rue the day that this happened. Because remember, this is the first time that the motion to vacate has ever been implemented here in the United States. And so does it become something that's common, which should be uncommon? It's a little bit like impeachment now. Are we going to impeach every president that comes forward, whether they're Democrat or Republican? Something that becomes common that should be very uncommon. I think that should be a great concern to people.
Are you concerned, though, you know, here after McCarthy's removal as Speaker, we've got the Palestinian militant organization Hamas launching a brutal attack on Israel. The House can't move on any legislation to aid Israel in this moment. It can't, you know, pass any appropriations, as you talked about, bills to avoid a potential government shutdown next month. Is this inaction a concern to you?
It certainly is part of the reason why this needs to get done this weekend, and hopefully that will happen. But I would point out, in the foreign operations bill that we have sent to the Senate, which they could pass, we have $3.3 billion of aid, military aid, for the Israelis. And so that's already there. We've completed that work and sent it to the Senate. I can't remember when, but at least a few weeks ago, they could act on that, send it to the president, and get it signed. So we do have stuff in the pipeline that can be helpful.
You know, in terms of getting a speaker in place, what about a rules change here? Changing the rules to make it less of a high bar in order to put a speaker in place?
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, Kate. And the first thing we're going to start out this morning in about an hour is we're going to consider some of those rules changes. And it's going to be interesting to see how that turns out. I think there may be a proposal that is going to be a bit vindictive towards the eight. I don't think you should do that. We are the party of Lincoln, you know, with malice toward none, with charity for all. I think you really, it will be interesting to see what comes before us in terms of rules changes. There may be some on the docket that get adopted.
When Representative Scalise bowed out last night, did he give any indication of backing another candidate for Speaker?
He did not, and I have not heard anything. As we speak here this morning, I haven't heard anything. I would suspect anyone that's considering running for Speaker now, they are probably reaching out to him as we speak this morning.
Well, let me ask you this. If Representative Jim Jordan would have, like, clearly gotten behind Scalise on Wednesday, could your party have more easily become unified?
If you would have heard... So that was Wednesday. If you would have heard Representative Jordan's presentation in conference yesterday, it was unequivocal in supporting Steve Scalise. The reason people did not support Steve Scalise had nothing to do with Jim Jordan. It had everything to do with their independent thinkers, and they did not think that Steve Scalise was the guy that would be able to get the things done. You know, whether it's right or wrong, Kate, some members – and not just of the Freedom Caucus, thought this was just going to continue to be business as usual. We've got serious problems in this country. It cannot continue to be business as usual. We need reform.
We're talking about debate over a new House Speaker with Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany. You can join the conversation, 800-642-1234. Call in with a question. You can share your comments as well. McCarthy has asked Republican colleagues not to renominate him for Speaker. Nevertheless, would you support returning him to the position?
I don't think you can go back. If I were to talk to Kevin McCarthy, and he's been consistent in the few times that he's spoken since being removed as Speaker, he's made it very clear, I'm not coming back as Speaker. You know, that bridge is burned at this point. We need to look forward, and we need to find the next leader that can unify the party, unify our conference, and bring that vision of leadership to deal with the problems that America has. We see it: inflation, high energy prices, a border that is borderless. I mean, we've got big problems in this country, and we got to deal with them.
What are you doing now to help create cooperation and unity in your caucus? I mean, you said that you hope everybody, you know, puts things back together at this point. What are you doing to put things back together?
Yeah, I'm reaching out to some of my colleagues that I voted for Jim Jordan, as I mentioned. I'm reaching out to some of my colleagues that I know very well that voted for Steve Scalise. And I'm getting a sense of, you know, where do you stand at this point? Are you interested in a Jordan candidacy? Or are you just moving on to somebody else at this point? Really trying to have those discussions with people to see where they stand and find that unifying theme where we can unite behind someone and get to 218.
To get to 218, we only have a few moments left here. John in Burlington is wondering, is there a House Speaker who could also work with Democrats, who could work effectively across the aisle?
Certainly. If you look at a number of the bills that we've passed, they have been bipartisan throughout this session. So, our speaker does reach out to Democrats as well as, in particular, the majority leader, Steve Scalise. They're reaching out always to try to find support. Some issues, you don't get any, but there's been a number of these issues, including some high-profile ones like on energy production, where we've gotten bipartisan support. Crime, we've gotten some bipartisan support on some of the crime issues that we've dealt with.
Representative Congressman Tiffany, thank you for joining us.
Kate, it's great to join you. I hope everybody has a great day in Wisconsin.
Thank you. Tom Tiffany is Republican U.S. Representative for Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.